Welcome back to Shirk Center in Illinois. Wesley and the Titans 94-75 winners tonight over the Alma Scots. And Coach Ron Rose is joining us. Coach, we talked before the game about this zone defense that you guys were going to face, figuring that your guys might be salivating to go up against that. And, boy, they sure lit it up tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's Wednesday night. Zach took a knee to the chest, taking a charge. Wasn't able to practice live yesterday, but I had a feeling when he knew they were playing zone, he'd be ready to go tonight, and thank goodness he was.
Yeah, 10 three-pointers for him, a new Titan record, and 20 for the team, also a record.
Yeah, you know, and I really think we probably could have had 25 or 26. We've got, you know, certainly Zach shot incredibly well. Brady did the first half, but we've got, you know, five or six guys who are all capable of shooting. And I think that's when we're going to develop into our best, when we get everybody clicking at the same time. Some guys who could really shoot it, you know, didn't shoot as well as they're going to moving forward. I think that's going to be hard to guard when you have four or five guys on the floor who all can step out and shoot it the way they can.
Thoughts on defense tonight, cutting down dribble penetration?
First half, I was happier until the very end. Mm-hmm. Second half, we did not guard that ball screen at the top of the key very well. We've got to get better at that. Now, that kid's really good. He's got some size, and they kind of put you on an island because they have a couple guys that can really shoot it themselves that we didn't want to leave and give up threes, and so you kind of philosophically decide you'd rather give up a two than a three, and so we stayed home a few times, and a few times we should have stayed home didn't. That's a good basketball team. I think Alma's going to win a lot of games. They've got a lot of offensive weapons. We need to keep building because I think we are going to be able to score the basketball this year. I think we'll go as far as our defense will take us.
Wolf and Gregoire did a nice job defensively off the bench.
They
and
did.
Wolf is really strong at that backup guard position, really brings a good defender for you.
He's in second college basketball game.
Yeah.
You know, as he gets more and more comfortable, you're going to see his ability to get in the lane and create a lot of different things. And so I'm thrilled with Grant's first two games, and we're just going to keep building off that. I thought Jason also, when he went in, really gave us a defensive presence and really, really scrapped on that end of the floor.
You scored 94 against a 2-3 zone, and you really didn't get much out of the short corner, not much out of the high post.
No, and those things are going to come too.
Yeah.
I think our front line is going to be really good for us, but they're gaining experience. And, you know, the more Alex and Jalen and Miles and Tyler get out there in those positions, you know, they were kind of leaving that high post open. They really, you could tell that second half, trying to find shooters on the perimeter. And as soon as those guys get more comfortable, they've got the ability to attack that. They just got to get the confidence.
Were you surprised at all they didn't go man-to-man at some point in the second half when those threes really started bombing?
Well, yes and no. Two threes are a thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they do, and I think he knows if they go man-to-man, they have a harder time throwing the offensive lineups they had out there because they had bigger, slower players, which gave us some problems on the defensive end. I think they would have had a hard time matching up with, say, a Colin Bennett. They'd have had a 6'5", 215-pound guy trying to guard him out there. So I'm guessing that's why. And the game was within reach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing we've got to develop. We had him on the rope several times. We were up 16, 44-28, didn't finish the half very strong. We had him on the ropes all night long, so hopefully we can kind of develop that. And the key is getting stops.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, when we get up 16, we can get a few stops and extend that to 20, and we'll get there.
Similar team you're going to see tomorrow night in Calvin?
They are. I don't think offensively they shoot it as well, but they're big and strong and physical. They do. The coach does an outstanding job. We played them 2014 here in the NCAA tournament, and I have a lot of respect for their program.
I wanted to go back to Jalen Beasley. Didn't score, but double digits in rebounds. Is he just that kind of glue guy that this team needs? When you have guys making threes, maybe he doesn't need to score to be a highly productive player.
I agree. I mean, Jalen, and some of those rebounds are pretty spectacular. I think he can get rebounds that no one else can get because of his ability to elevate, and he's got great timing on those. So I don't know if he led us in rebounding, but he's done a great job with that. I would say this, though. Jalen can score. Jalen is an elite shooter for his position. He just needs to get more confidence in that shot. He was a little hesitant tonight, and, you know, he can really shoot it. We need him to be able to do that as we move forward.
Well, we thought at halftime we went checking the record books to see what Brady Rose was approaching, and he got upstaged by his teammate, not a bad 35 points for Brady himself.
Well, you know, what I thought was really outstanding, certainly those two guys got hot and played well offensively, but it takes someone getting the basketball.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the team recognized Brady was hot in the first half and did a great job of finding him. second half Zach got going on, and I thought guys passed up shots to get him looks because they knew he had the hot hand. And that's really a sign of a smart and unselfish basketball team.
I thought the second half there were times that Brady passed up shots, draw defense to find Zach, and that really worked out very, very well.
Yeah, you know, and I think they certainly, you know, with Brady's first half, they made it a point to get out and guard him. I thought he did a nice job of distributing the ball also.
Because at times they were yelling, shooter, shooter, and I was wondering, well, which one? I mean, who are you going to cover? They're all over the place.
They're all over the place. Colin Burnett is an outstanding shooter. Mm-hmm. Nick Coleman is an outstanding shooter. Grant Wolf can really shoot. He hasn't shown it yet, but that's where I'm saying when we get everybody comfortable in their roles, we're going to be a really hard team to guard because of the ability of several guys scoring the basketball.
And we have seen it already. Congratulations on the win, Coach, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Two down, big one tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
No question. Thank you. As Calvin comes to town.
Thanks, Coach.
As Illinois Wesleyan wins it tonight, 94-75, our final score over the Alma Scott. So let's look at the final numbers here tonight as we wrap it up here from Shirk Center. Brady Rose, the leading scorer, with 35 points, including 6 of 15 three-point shots. We had Zach Knobloch with 30 on 10 of 15. All of those shot attempts were from beyond the arc, while Colin Burnett finished with 9. Alex O'Neill had 7. Miles Curry had 5 with 7 rebounds, 3 each for Nick Coleman and Jason Gregoire. Grant Wolf had 2. And Jalen Beasley, another interesting stat line, did not score but pulled down 12 rebounds, had 1 assist and 1 block shot. He leads them in rebounding again tonight. And Max Muller, Tyler Burdine, Danny Baker all played, as did Derek Streety, and did not score. The Titans made 45% of their field goal attempts on 32 of 71, 20 of 45 from beyond the arc for 44%. 23-point baskets made is a new school record. And the Titans were 10 of 15 at the free throw line for 67%. Rebounds were even, 39 apiece for both teams. Alma was led in scoring by Ryan Stevens with 19 points, Kevin Gamble 13, Doug Bradfield 12, Preston Lakita 12 as well. Kevin Scheibert finished with 5, Rob Holmes 6, Scott Mackey 3, Luke Lamoureux 2, Stephen Harvey 2, Ben Filisek finished with 1. Turnovers, the Titans had 10, and there were 15 for the Alma Scots tonight. The Titans are certainly showing what they can do when they have just a couple of hot shooters. They can rack up the points in a hurry.
Yeah, they certainly can, and Brady Rose and Zach Knobloch putting on a show here at the Shirk Center. It was fun to watch the Titans get a 19-point victory against, I think, a really good basketball team in the Alma Scots. Should be a fun day tomorrow, big day on campus. Titans with their football playoff game and a 4 o'clock tip for a big one for the Titan men against Calvin. Should be a fun day here at Illinois Wesleyan.
Calvin make the trip from Rock Island tonight. They just lost to Augustana 80-69 in their season opener. So we'll come your way here from Shirk Center tomorrow just before 4 o'clock on WJBC after Illinois State's football game against North Dakota State, and the Illinois Wesleyan playoff football game against Case Western Reserve will be on WJBC.com just before noon. So be sure to join us for our Titan Sports doubleheader. We'll have a complete recap of the game with a podcast available on WJBC.com shortly after we are done here. Again, our final score, Illinois Wesleyan 94, Alma 75. For Joel Swanson, I'm Eric Stock saying so long from Shirk Center. You've been listening to Illinois Wesleyan Titan Basketball on WJBC, WJBC.com.